Welcome to Caregiver SOS On Air, presented by the WellMed Charitable Foundation, with nationally known gerontologist Carol Zerniel and veteran broadcaster and attorney Ron Aaron. This program provides health, wellness, and other information for caregivers who are vital to the health and well-being of so many people across our country. Now, here are your hosts, Ron Aaron and Carol Zerniel.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Caregiver SOS On Air. I'm Ron Aaron. We are delighted to have you with us. The award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air comes to you every week, and we talk about a variety of issues that impact caregiving and care recipients, as well as their families and their extended families. And each week, we have a chance to talk with some really interesting people. Carol Zerniel, our co-host, also a really interesting person. We're delighted to have Carol with us as well. She is the executive director of the WellMed Charitable Foundation, pardon me, and the 2022 San Antonio Business Journal Nonprofit and Corporate Philanthropy Executive of the Year. Carol has a master's degree in social gerontology, nearly 30 years experience in the field of aging or caregiving, and she was one of Next Avenue's top 50 influencers on aging. And Carol, it is a delight once again to be with you.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. Appreciate that very generous introduction. I'm so excited today because I am a big fan of Hilarity for Charity.
What introduced you to it?
Well, you know, besides hearing about it in the news and, you know, and being familiar with Seth Rogen and his wife, we've had some conversations between Caregiver SOS and our work and just kind of comparing notes, and really happy to welcome Bonnie Wattles to the show today.
Well, Bonnie, we're delighted to have her here. She has 20 years experience in business and nonprofit leadership. She brings Hilarity for Charity into the next phase of growth to become a leading voice in brain health awareness and care for families impacted by Alzheimer's disease. Bonnie has extensive experience building organizations from the ground up, including chairing successful multi-million-dollar capital campaigns, that's called raising a lot of money, designing and managing strategic planning and projects, pardon me, and growing board leadership. Well, suddenly I have frog in my throat.
You do. We'll let you get some hot tea. Well, Bonnie, I will say welcome and tell us a little bit about Hilarity for Charity.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on today. This is really a pleasure to be able to share HFC's work. Hilarity for Charity was founded in 2012 by Seth Rogen, as you mentioned, and Lauren Miller Rogen, after Lauren's mom had been diagnosed with younger onset Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's had been in Lauren's family for generations, and now her mom was facing it as well. And not surprisingly, the diagnosis was so devastating to them and their family. And Lauren and Seth were very young and just starting out in their relationship. And so they had a group of friends that said, let's throw a variety show. And they did that to sort of help them through the sadness of the diagnosis. And they very quickly realized that there were so many other young people out there and that there was really a need for a community around younger people on this disease. So since 2012, the organization has grown tremendously, and we support caregivers with a variety of caregiver and support programs. We can get into that in a little bit. And we also focus on educating young people about the importance of taking care of their brains.
And what is the importance of taking care of your brain?
Well, we know now that 4 in 10 cases of Alzheimer's or related dementias may in fact be preventable. And I apologize, that would be my dog barking.
That would be Wilma.
That would be Wilma, correct. 4 in 10 cases may be preventable through lifestyle interventions. And so we know whatever is good for your heart is also good for your brain. And so HFC feels that our unique sort of niche in this Alzheimer's landscape is activating young people and letting them know that there are numbers of things that they can be doing right now to be taking care of their brain in so that they can have a healthy brain through the rest of their lifespan. And we also know that the Alzheimer's disease, the pathologies of Alzheimer's disease can begin 20 to 30 years before the onset of actual symptoms. So really the right time to be taking care of your brain and starting preventative measures is right now, no matter what age you are.
So how do young people receive the information on brain health? I mean, are they receptive? Does it make sense? Or do they, are they thinking, wow, 20, 30 years from now?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'm always so impressed with the young people that we talk to. I would say that they are very receptive overall, even though, you know, some of us have college students or have had college students, and we know that they engage in behaviors that are not always so brain healthy. But really, the young people that are in our space are very interested in learning about their brain. They're excited to know that the work they're doing in school is maybe the most important thing that they could be doing for their brain health. Continuous learning and learning new things is super important. And believe it or not, we have a number of students that participate in some of our programs that don't have any connection to the disease. So while we thought that most young people who would be interested in this space would have a grandparent or a parent with Alzheimer's, we're finding that more and more young people are interested in learning about their brain health and maximizing their brain health.
Stay with us a minute. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Caregiver SOS On Air. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host, Carol Zernial, and we're talking with Bonnie Wattles about Hilarity for Charity. We'll give you a website address if you want to find out more, and we encourage your participation. And of course, one of the challenges, Bonnie, is raising the kind of money to support the programs that you're interested in undertaking. How do you do that?
Sure. So we raise money in a number of different ways. One, most people know we throw incredible events. So right now you could watch Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity special on Netflix. That was filmed in 2018 before the pandemic. During the pandemic, we had numbers of virtual events with celebrities and outrageous acts. And so in addition to our in-person events, we also have raised money through individual donations and corporate support of our programs.
Well, and you know, if people do go online, Hilarity for Charity, I mean, the idea of doing comedy around serious topics, I mean, that I think that's one of the things that I really like, as somebody who has been in the field for such a long time. And sometimes we professionals are our own worst enemies. And so it's that fresh approach, that idea of comedy, using comedy to raise awareness and to deal with what really is a serious subject, brain health or, you know, dementia.
Yeah. And I think that sort of is, you know, sort of the creative genius of Lauren and Seth is that they understand that this is such a dark, heavy topic, as you well know, and that if they decided they're just going to be out there talking about it and talking about it in relatable, understandable, irreverent language, that will not only draw attention to it, but also just make people feel like there's a community that they can relate to. So we like to think of ourselves as a warm and welcoming place for families all through their Alzheimer's journey. But also know that if you come to us, everything that we put out there, whether it's caregiver education or brain health education, will be in regular consumer language and not necessarily heavy science.
So how young
even
do you go?
Even though it is all, sorry, all, even all though it's all yeah. backed by science, yeah, it's all sure. evidence-based, of course.
Thank you for saying that. So how young do you go talking yeah. to children about brain health?
Yeah. So right now we have curriculum developed for high school and college students and even medical students. We developed in 2018 digital coursework in partnership with New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell. Dr. Richard Isaacson was the prevention expert there. That study is published in the Journal of Neurology. And so right now on HFC Universe, you can find that on our website, wearehfc.org. You can go onto HFC Universe and take digital coursework that features Professor Rogen as your teacher. We also will be, and those courses are really very, you know, digestible, small snippets, about 15, you know, between 5 and 15 minutes on the basics of Alzheimer's disease and the basics of what you can do to prevent Alzheimer's, whether it's modifiable risk factors. And then we are also in production of 5 new courses that go deeper into some of the lifestyle habits, including sleep, exercise, nutrition, emotional well-being, and cognitive fitness. And so those courses feature new celebrities, including Quinta Brunson, Kristen Bell, Maitrey Ramakrishnan, and Chloe Kim, who's an Olympic snowboarder. And then we've also recently acquired the Youth Movement Against Alzheimer's, which was a volunteer-run national chapter organization. And so now they're under our umbrella. So we have over 600 students, 39 chapters across 16 states. And so we're encouraging those students to learn about their brain health, both through the coursework and through a brand new peer-to-peer brain health education program.
Give us that website address again, please.
We are hfc.org.
So Hillary for Charity, hfc.org.
Right. We are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, where do you go from here? You've done such an incredible job generating the visibility, the interest, the support. What's next?
Thank you. That's a great question. One, we want to do more, right? We want to do more of everything we're already doing. So we run a respite program for caregivers. Family caregivers who are unpaid can apply to receive a respite grant. We would like to meet the request of every single grant request that comes in. Right now, we can only provide grants to about 20% of the incoming applications. So we absolutely want to do more for the caregivers that we're currently serving. And we would like to educate every single student across the country about the importance of taking care of their brains.
And when they apply for that grant, what do they receive if they are awarded?
Yes. So we provide professional in-home care through our national partner, Home Instead. So we will send a caregiver to the home for a period of time. We have short-term grants and long-term grants, so that's either for 3 months or for 6 months, to be able to relieve the family caregiver and give them some respite time so that they can go do something on their own, whether it's take care of their own health, have a social activity, do an errand on their own. So really just to get some respite.
Wow, that would be a dream come true. If you're a caregiver, to get that kind of support?
Absolutely. We have 91% of our caregivers in our respite program says it helps them manage the stress of caregiving.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, stay with us. We're going to come right back to you. Bonnie Waddle is talking about Hilarity for Charity. You're listening to Caregiver SOS On Air. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host, Carol Zernial. And, you know, Carol, I often wondered, I had a frog in my throat, if Kermit gets a frog in his throat, what does he say? Stick with us on Caregiver SOS On Air. Well, thank you so much for listening to Caregiver SOS On Air. We're delighted to have you with us. We come to you every week with a discussion of an issue, a problem, some accomplishments involved in caregiving with more than 60 million caregivers across this country, but most thinking they are the Lone Rangers. We try to bring you the latest information and help that can make that job easier and more manageable. Caregiver SOS On Air takes a look at trends across this country. We provide tips on how to be a better caregiver, and most importantly, where you can go for help. On Caregiver SOS On Air, we try to give you what you need to make that caregiving manageable and to provide you with the help that can make your life easier. I'm Ron Aaron. Carol Zernial and I are delighted to co-host this program, and we're thrilled you've joined us on the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air podcast, available everywhere, brought to you by WellMed Charitable Foundation.
Hello, friend.
Thank you so much for sticking with us right here on Caregiver SOS On Air. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host, Carol Zernial, and we're talking with Bonnie Waddles. She is with Hilarity for Charity, and we're talking about the incredible programs that they run. I want to be sure we get their web address correct. wearehfc.org, and you can get all kinds of information and help. And one of the things you were mentioning to us off the air, Bonnie, that is incredible, the amount of work you also do in the field of caregiving. Talk to us about that.
Sure, absolutely. As we were discussing before the break, we have our caregiver respite program. And again, I encourage any caregivers that are caring for someone who has a professional diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia to go to our website and take a look at our application and apply for respite. Those respite grants, again, are either 3 months in length, so it's 50 hours of free in-home care to be used over the course of 3 months, or 20 hours a week for 6 months. So again, encourage everybody to look at that. We also run virtual support groups, and we started that way back before virtual communication was the norm. Lauren felt very strongly that young people connect online and that oftentimes it's very hard for caregivers to actually go to an in-person support group. So we run virtual groups. We have over 32 groups running right now. They're ongoing. We generally match participants based on their life situation, if they're caring for a spouse or caring for a parent. We also run a bereavement group. We run a group for FTD caregivers. We run a group for Black and African American caregivers. And we continue to add sort of these specialty groups as we move forward. We also host community lounges, which we do about 4 of those a month. So if you follow us on social, you can find out about them or go to our website and see the lineup. But those are really topic specific virtual sessions that you can log into, whether it's using improv to help you through your caregiving journey, or a session on meditation, or a session on a specific caregiving skill or education. Those community lounges really are a wonderful place for caregivers to connect with other caregivers and, you know, just know that they're not alone, because caregiving for someone with Alzheimer's dementia can be so isolating. And so as many ways as possible that we can provide for caregivers to connect is really important.
You've tied into influencers as well.
Correct. Yes. We have gathered a group of young influencers who are also incredible caregivers, and they are fiercely and bravely sharing their messaging and their caregiving experience on social. And so we call them the HFC Care Squad, and they help amplify our messaging. And they also are, you know, helping provide content for us. So again, just expanding our community and helping caregivers feel that they're not so alone.
So do these influencers, along with, you know, Seth and his wife and your team, are you looking at the state of caregiving? Because you've got all of these wonderful services, but, you know, are you looking at the world around us, sort of maybe the policy world or the care world? And I know you're addressing some of the needs of the individual caregivers, but what about the system that we have that supports caregivers?
Absolutely. Yeah, Lauren and Seth have done numbers of talks and appearances and have gone to DC to talk about the state of caregiving. And I think through storytelling is the best way that HFC can impact legislation and policy. Last year, we went down with our friends over at Caring Across Generations. That's headed up by Aijin Pu, and she's a huge force in the space of caregiving and changing legislation. And so together they went to Senator Bob Casey's office and talked to a number of other senators that are leading the charge in caregiving reform. But I think, you know, by sharing Lauren and Seth's story, which essentially is that their father was the sole caregiver for their mother for many, many years, and they became very, very worried about his physical and emotional health. And they're very clear that they understand that it's because they had the resources to be able to provide him support to help in their caregiving journey, and that they want to give that back to other people. So, you know, fighting for unpaid caregivers is really very important to us. We know that, you know, over 11 million Americans provide unpaid care in the Alzheimer's and, you know, to people who have Alzheimer's and dementia. It's like 16 billion hours of care a year, totaling $272 billion of, you know, basically unpaid care for informal caregiving. That has to stop. We really want to see our government providing, you know, support and resources for family caregivers so that they don't have to give up their careers, their jobs, their education, and you know, all the things that caregivers often have to sacrifice to care for somebody in their family.
How likely, Carol, is that to happen? To get, I know that's one of the Ray's recommendations, trying to get that kind of support and funding for caregiving. Is that a reality?
Well, it's not a reality yet, but I think that, you know, I'm more optimistic now than I have ever been that something is going to change. I think that what Hilarity for Charity is doing in bringing together multiple generations, for too long, we thought of caregiving as just for older persons. And, you know, all the different support groups you named, whether it's taking care of children or taking care of older persons or taking care of persons with disabilities, you know, it's a wide range of people. And so that bring all of those voices together to say it is a huge population out there that needs support for us to, you know, live, I'll say, normal, quote unquote, lives, reasonable lives as caregivers.
Absolutely. And I would add, in the, you know, caregiving spans so many disease states and so many family situations, but in the Alzheimer's space is what I can talk to is we're seeing so much more hope on the horizon with the disease modifying drugs being approved, so more people having access to treatments with, you know, biomarker tests coming to market, that there's just a lot more attention being given to this space, and so that there's a greater understanding of the need. And so our role, you know, as storytellers is to keep telling these stories and bringing this disease out of the shadows. And like Carol said, I feel that there's so much more hope in the space right now. And while we don't have, nothing's perfect yet, I do feel that there's hope on the horizon for caregivers to receive the support they need.
And I know some of the work that you're doing is in memory of your grandmother, Sadie, who had dementia. Were you involved at all in her life, or were you too young?
No, I was in college, actually, and just coming out of college. She, when her husband passed, I think is when the dementia really, became accelerated. And so she lived with my father. And at that time, this is how far we've come. At the time, we thought it was a normal part of aging. We didn't call it dementia. We just said, oh, grandma's senile. And so my sister and I both, you know, helped my dad care for her in his home. And now I understand, many years later, I understand that it really was dementia, probably was Alzheimer's. And so I'm happy to be and honored to be doing this work in her memory. And I'm also just so proud of how far we've come as a space and our country that we really are talking about this disease.
What was that like for your dad caring for your mom? His wife, I'm sorry, your grandmother.
No, it was my grandma. It was my grandmother. So it was his mother.
Right.
He did it with incredible attitude and humor and humility. And I really admire him for that, because I don't know that I would have been as, you know, happy-go-lucky about it, but he did a great job and was able to keep her at home for a very long time. And she was the best. So I'm happy we were able to give her that experience.
Now, before we run out of time, I'm sorry, Carol, how do folks get involved in Hilarity for Charity?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things you can do, again, is go to our website, wearehfc.org, and check out all of our programming and our upcoming events. And please feel free to, you know, hop in. All of our caregiver support programming is free. You can also follow us on all of our social, Instagram, Facebook, X now, LinkedIn, and TikTok, and help us by amplifying those messages and resharing and posting again for us. And if you're interested in volunteering, I believe there's a volunteer form on our website. We take volunteers for our events and for DIY fundraising programs. If you want to host a birthday and to support HFC and get your friends to donate, that's welcome as well.
Carol?
Yeah, it's terrific, you know, and just the organization, like I said, the idea of bringing in young people, of addressing brain health early on, you know, already these are things that did not exist even a few years ago, this kind of thinking.
Well, we really appreciate the work that you're doing, Bonnie Wattles. We are hfc.org, the website, and we're so pleased to have you with us. And to Seth Rogen and his bride, thank you for the kind of work that you are doing. On behalf of Caregiver SOS On Air, thank you to Bonnie Wattles, to my co-host, Carol Zernial. I'm Ron Aaron. We'll talk with you soon on the award-winning Caregiver SOS On Air.
Executive producers for Caregiver SOS On Air are Carol Zernial and Ron Aaron. Our associate producer is Christy Romero. I'm Ron Aaron. We'll see you next week on Caregiver SOS On Air.
You've been listening to Caregiver SOS On Air, an exclusive presentation of the WellMed Charitable Foundation. We welcome emails with suggestions and comments on this program at radio@wellmed.net. Join co-hosts Carol Zernial and Ron Aaron next week for more on caregiving, improving the health and well-being of caregivers and their care recipients everywhere. For more on caregiving and podcasts of our programs, visit caregiversos.org.